You will. Let's go to Psalms chapter number 2. And what I'll try to do is I'll try to be brief and break this thing off and come back maybe after we eat and finish it up or conclude whatever. Boy, didn't we have a time in here last Sunday? I'm telling you, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the fact that the men got to get up here and show the women that you can smile while you sing. You can do it without shaking your head at the person next to you that can't sing. You know, you can raise your hand a little bit. You know, you can sing in the house of God and have a good time. Amen. Whether you can sing or not. Well, that's right. And I hope you ladies sat there and videoed it and could go back and go, well, let's see if we can. You know, I shook my head, but I shook my head at me, not because Michael couldn't sing. Yeah, that's right. Amen. That's good. Say amen, ladies. That's a blessing. Well, I didn't get no women to say it, but that's all right. We love you anyhow. Y'all just keep bringing that food, and we'll just keep bringing home a paycheck. And Psalms chapter number 2, the Bible says, now I got something. What's going on? What's that? Who said something? I heard something. Psalms Psalms 2. Psalms 2 says this. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Boy, wouldn't it be good if the judges and kings, if the leaders of the world would take advice and listen to this? Be wise, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Wouldn't it be good if them crooked judges that went back there and said, we believe in same-sex marriage and we're going to push this off on America, if they went back there and said, you know what, we're just going to serve the Lord. We're going to do what the Bible says. Wouldn't that have been good? Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son lest he be angry. And ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. I want to preach this thought today. I want to preach on raging heathens and vain imaginations. The Bible says, why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing? The scripture speaks of God and how the people of the earth have set themselves against him and against his anointed, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the anointed of God. And the text tells us that the men of the earth have set themselves against him, and they still are today. They set themselves against God then. And people and the kings and the rulers are still setting themselves against our God even to this day. The word set is simply means to resist. They set themselves. That word means to resist. They resisted God. They still resist. It means to go against God. It means to battle or to fight. It means to object or withstand against God. But we see that all over our land today. I appreciate a people that's faithful to the house of God. I really do. I think about every individual sitting in this building. I think about you often through the week. And I pray for you. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for your faithfulness. And many of you drive a long ways just to be here. And I'm always thoughtful of that. And always grateful for your faithfulness. And I want to thank God that you're here. But would you believe that not everybody sitting in the house of God today is in harmony with Jesus Christ? Christ. There's people today that goes to church, and there's some that sets up in this little church every week that have set themselves against the Lord God Almighty. But they just go against Him. They kick against the pricks. They disagree with God. They disagree with the authority in their life. They disagree with the rules and the standards that set for them. Just go against the Lord. They set themselves against Him. I know people, and you know people, that have set themselves against God. Look at what verse number 3 says. Verse number 3, this is what they said. Let us break their bands asunder. It's what the heathen said. This is the vain imaginations that they have. And cast away their cords from us. That's what they want to do with God. They want to do away with His bands and do away with the cords. They want to be set free from God. They don't want God to be connected to them. They don't want to have to give account. They don't want to be held accountable to God. They just want to get free from Him and do their own thing, live their own life. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. Look back at verse number 1. That word rage. That word rage, it carries with it the idea of insanity. It carries, it implies madness or crazy. Can I go ahead and say that you have to be crazy or insane? You have to be mad to go against God, son, in order to say that I want to break loose from God. I'm telling you, you have to be about a nut, friend, about to try to separate yourself from a holy and a righteous God. That's crazy. No other way of saying it's just crazy. The Bible teaches us that man hates God without a cause. Got no reason to hate God. He ain't never been nothing but good. The reason people do this, they don't have a reason, but the devil has deceived them into a reason as to why they think one way or think another way, and he's deceived them into the point to where they are against God Himself, the God that loves them, the God that gave His Son for them. They want to set themselves against the Creator and their Maker. The devil comes along, deceives the heart to the point where man goes against God. Let me clear the air and say that God has never been anything but good to me. I promise you unto God, there's been days, ladies and gentlemen, in my Christian life where the birds wasn't just chirping in my heart and the sun wasn't shining. There's been days where I couldn't smell the fires, and there's been days when the clouds just rolled in and it was dark, and there's been days when the burdens just got heavy on me. There's been days in my life when I didn't know if God even existed. But can I promise you one thing, son? God has always been good. He ain't been nothing but good. Whether I felt like He heard my prayer or not, I knew that there was a God in heaven that loved me. Whether I believed in anything or not, God loved me beyond myself. In spite of me, in spite of my thoughts, in spite of my problems, in spite of my troubles, there's a God in heaven that cares for my soul. Amen. Can I tell you that I can go ahead and speak for everybody sitting in the congregation today. God ain't never been nothing but good to you. Just you being here today is proof that God has been merciful and good to you. Good enough to let you sit underneath the sound of the glorious gospel. Friend, we ought to all be in hell today. But God's been merciful and let us enjoy this thing called life. He's been good. He's been good. Now, why in the name of God does a man want to break loose from that? The devil deceives a man to the point where he wants to get away from God. Well, why do the heathen rage? Why are the imaginations so vain? Verse 3 says, because there's some bands that God has. There's cords that God has. There's some connections to man between man and God that's made man think vain and rage in his madness. Here's people that are saying, let's get God's bands off of us. And they want to rid themselves of God's authority. They want to rid themselves of God's rules. They want to get rid of the standards. They want to be free to do whatever they want to do. You understand the Bible said every man in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. You understand the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'll promise you, friend, if you ever do get away from God, it's only going to be for your destruction. If you ever do get away from God, if you ever do break loose from the bands of God, it'll only be for your doom, it'll be for your downfall, it'll be for your misfortune, it'll be for all your troubles for all eternity. It's the only thing that can come out of that. There's some bands in the Bible. There's some bands that God has with people, and it's bands of blessings. It's bands of protection. And there are those of Satan. There's the bands of Satan, which are bands of bondage and bands of destruction and bands of wickedness. And here's a people that said, you know what? We won't loose from the bands of God. So we can go out and connect with the bands of Satan. We want to self-destruct. We want to get tied up. I'm going to tell you why people won't lose from God's sight, so they can live in that old sin that you was talking about, so that they can feel free consciously, so that they can feel free in their body how to just go and live any old way they want to. Want to break loose from God. I say one of the bands that God has given us is the precious Word of God. Amen. One of the bands that God's given us is the Holy Bible. The Bible will deliver you from destruction. It'll take you off the broad way that leadeth to death and put you on the old path that leads to life and joy and peace. Amen. Right. Amen. That's what the Word of God does, friend. I'm going to tell you, that's the greatest thing we have here on planet Earth. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. I'm clean through the Word which He's spoken unto me. I can hide it in my heart and not sin against Him. I'm telling you what He said. He said He puts His Word, magnified His Word above His name. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing on planet Earth like the precious Word of God. Amen. And it's one of the bands that God gave us. The people said, we want away from the Word of God. We don't want that Bible. Hey, friend, can you not see that in America today? They still say they don't want that King James Bible. They still want to compromise. They still want to change the words. They still want a book that fits them. But I'm telling you, thank God for the precious Word of God. When God takes the light and shines it in our heart and shows us what we really are, that we might get saved. Amen. Can't get saved outside the Word of God.
Right.
It's quick. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Boy, I'm telling you, it's able to take that old sinner and lay him wide open and divide him wide open and let him see where he stands before a holy God. Let him see his unrighteousness and let him see the holiness and righteousness of God. It'll let him see his shortcomings and his need for the Savior. I'm talking about the Word of God, and yet people say, we won't loose from that. Just came to my mind most of the time in most services that you go to. I really appreciate the Sunday school lesson. And it wasn't just this Sunday school lesson. But most of the time, when you get sermons, Steve, or messages, or get to go to hear a preacher preach, a lot of times you'll get that text verse, Zach, and he'll read a verse and he'll take off from that verse. And if you're not careful, that'll be the last Bible you get till he close it out and give the invitation. I'm glad, thank God, we come to church this morning. I'm glad I was able to sit back there and hear them pages turn. You hear me? It's the Word of God, friend. It's not my enticing words. It's not my talent. It's not our ability, but it's the Word of God. It's the precious Word of God. That's where it is. That's where the power is. That's where the conviction is. Lies within the Word of God. Amen. It's everything to me. Precious Word of God. You leave here today, listen to me, friend. If you leave here today and you leave without God, I pray to God you don't. But if you leave without God in your heart, if you leave without your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, please leave this place today with a little bit of a desire how to sit down somewhere and open the Word of God. Leave today with some kind of hunkering down in your soul that you want to read the precious Word of God. I like what Peter said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, and then God give us a desire for the Word of God. Sure I am. If you don't get nothing else, get you a desire for the Word of God. Man, I'm telling you, that Word of God will do something in you. Yeah, that Word of God will come alive in you. Hey, man, it's a talking book. It'll speak to your heart. It'll speak to your soul. It'll speak to you in ways that you never dreamed of. And I'm telling you, thank God, if you're not real careful, it'll lay you wide open and let you see what you are before God. And that's what we need, friend. That's what we need. Need to see where we stand with Him. Listen, I'd like to come in here and preach on 100 different things. Zach, I'm not asking you about what you did yesterday. And I hope everybody lived right and clean. And I hope you didn't try to break the bands asunder and cut loose from the cords of God. But I promise you, friend, what Jesus and God is interested in today is, where's your relationship with His Son today? Where do you stand with Jesus today? What's your relationship like with God's Son? Hey, friend, yesterday said and done. It's over. We can't bring it back. All we have is the nasty now. And God's interested in what you do with Jesus right now in your life. What is Jesus? I tell you, He's on every page. That's Him, friend, in black and white. Oh, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm telling you, that's Jesus. He is the Word. He is the light. He is the life of God. It's Jesus. What we have, they said, we won't lose from that Word. I'm telling you, friend, we've got away from it. You can't hardly get people to believe the Bible anymore. You can get them to believe commentaries. You can get them to believe lexicons. You can get them to believe every kind of man under the sun. But that Bible will commentate itself. That Bible will define itself. That written Word of God, thank God, explains itself. I'm telling you, if you'll take time to search them scriptures and to run them words down, it's the Word of God, friend. It'll show you what you need to be shown. Sure it will. I say, let God be true and every man a lie. I appreciate a good book. You hear me? But there ain't no book like the book of all books. Amen. There ain't no book like this right here. Old Lester Roloff said, only book he had in his library was a concordance. He said if he knew his Bible like he ought to, he wouldn't even have to have a concordance in his office. I said, amen, that's good. Amen. Nowadays you gotta swim through a whole cesspool of opinions and ideas and false doctrine and heresy and all kinds of junk just to get to a little old biscuit that God's laid out in the Word of God. I'm telling you, friend, we're just stick with the Word of God. Amen. You can't go wrong in the Bible. You just can't go wrong. Well, thank God He gave us this man. We walk therein. We can have the blessings of God in our life if you walk in the Word of God. Nobody has ever walked contrary to the Bible and had the blessings of God on their life. Nobody. You cannot walk contrary to the Word of God and be blessed by God. God don't bless anything outside His Word. You said it in Sunday school. If it don't line up with the Word of God, son, it ain't God. He ain't coming up with nothing new. He's not going to tell you to do something that ain't in the Word. He's not going to contradict His Word. I'm telling you, everything's going to lay out in the Word of God. It is the mind of God. It is the thoughts of God. It is everything, friend. You want to know what God said? It's in the Word. You want to know what God thinks about it? It's in the Word. You want to know what Jesus would do? It's in the Word. Amen. Amen. I've said it before. I said it again. When God said, let's give them crazy human nuts a piece of iron mind, He dropped the Bible in our lap. Amen. That's the mind of Christ. Amen. It's exactly what He would do. It's exactly what He thinks about it. And I'm telling you, you cannot be blessed outside the Word of God. God don't go outside His Word. You talking about a vain imagination? People say, man, if I could just get God out of the picture, we could go on and live our merry way and be happy. Friend, that's about as vain a thought as I ever heard of in my life. You can't be happy outside of God. You can have a temporary little thrill. You can get an emotional goosebump every now and again. But I'm talking about that real deep settled joy, that real deep settled peace, that real contentment in life only comes from God.
Amen.
You can only get it by obeying His. No other way to be happy in Jesus. The old songwriter was right, but to trust and obey. It's the only way. Hey, you know how many young folks and other folks as well have been here, been in this church and no longer here? You know how many people have come through Living Waters Baptist Church? We've been over in that other little building. I mean, we just always been on the backside of nowhere, and that's hallelujah, fine with me, son. That's where God wants us. But son, God has sent young person after young person and individual after individual through here, and then they started getting a little weary and getting unfaithful, and I've pled with them, I've prayed for them, I've begged them, son, don't go, don't leave, stay with God, stay in the Word of God, don't lose out on the things of God. Can I tell you, I don't know one of them, Zach, that's fell out, that's being blessed. Every one of them's had wrecks. Listen, I'm not proud to say that. I'm sad to say that. I've looked some of them in the eyes. Brother Horton, I've looked some of them in the eyes and told them exactly what was going to happen if you get away from God. Zach, you know good and well, son, it's happened to a T, like I've explained some. You say, man, does that make you happy? Absolutely not. That destroys people, man. It hurts me. That breaks my heart. I don't want to see people go against God. I'd rather see you blessed. I want to see God shower over you. I want to see God's blessings in your life. I don't see nobody suffering hurt because of rebellion and disobedience. God help, we've seen enough of that. Think about them people, man. All the ruined lives, son. And I can think about them young people, some of them really close in my heart. And I thank God. All they want to do is break God's bands asunder. Just get free, man. Get loose. Sometimes I feel like they felt like maybe they were trapped and they just find a way out. We see people all the time that does not want the band of God's blessings. But rather they choose the bands of wickedness, and friend, it just ain't worth it. Just ain't. It's just not worth it. The bands of wickedness just ain't worth it. Look here for a minute. I don't care if you're saved or you're lost. Really? I mean, I do, but to make this statement, I don't care if you say lost. I believe God has given everybody enough sense to know a good thing when you see it. Saved or lost, friend, I believe God's give everybody enough sense to know a good thing. Sure. I've been to churches and some churches have the touch of God and some churches don't have the touch of God. Some have peace about them and joy and others don't. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a place where I like for this church to be a place where God is. I hear them say it all the time, and it's fine. I know sometimes we just say things and turn up. Boy, we showed up. We was down there at the church, and God showed up. You know what, Miss Holly? I want God just to be here. You hear me? I don't want Him to show up. I'm the one that shows up over here. This is His house. We're His guests. I want to walk up in the house of God and find my Father abiding in this place. I don't want to grieve Him or quench Him or do anything to make Him displeased. But I like to come to the house of God and find my Father resting in this place, and us just get in with Him. Amen. Just get in with Him. I'd like for this to be that place. I mean, we may not never have, you know, ain't nothing wrong with visions. I'm just saying hypothetically or whatever, we may never have 25 buses out there in the parking lot, and we may never run 900 people. And whether we do or whether we don't, whatever God wants, that's fine by me. But as long as this can be a place where a hungry and a hurting soul can come and find a refuge, amen, and from the storm, as long as an old sinner can come by and hear the gospel message, as long as the saints of God can come by and get some strength and joy and fellowship in the Lord, that's free, and I'll be satisfied with that kind of place.
Right, I'll be satisfied with that.
You know, it's a place where you can come and find friends that genuinely care and love each other. Right. That's what the church ought to be. A place where you can come and find a bunch of friends that love each other. Let me ask you a question, church. From a few years ago, who do you love? Somebody answer it. Who do you love? You love those that you help. You love who you help. Say, man, our Sunday school teacher was talking about loving and hating this morning. And man, I don't hate this guy, but that love ain't there. Listen, friend, you want to love him like God wants you to, help them. You want to start loving people better, start helping people better. You say, how can I help? I ain't got no money. I ain't got no spare room. I ain't got nothing to offer. Friend, get on your knees and agonize in prayer for that individual. There's nothing in the world that'll help a person more than getting a prayer through to God. Promise you one thing, son. You invest some of your work into that soul, and you'll learn how to love them. You love who you help. We said that because these mothers love their children more than the children love their mothers. Because that mother nurses and she's went to the jaws of death for them. She's done everything in the world. That kid hadn't learned how to love like that. They ain't been able to help that mama. But that mama's done everything in the world. And that mama's willing to lay her life down. She loves her because that's her baby. She's poured her heart and her soul into that child. It's easy to love. I'm just telling you, friend, the church ought to be a place where we love each other. Hey, man, a place where we suffer with one another, suffering with those that suffer. It ought to be a place where you can come and you know, ain't nobody going to say what he said or she said. Old stupid junk, that old dramatic, devilish junk. I'm telling you, it ought to be a place, thank God, where we come in here and love each other and pray for each other. And when we're behind each other's back, the only time we mention her name is before the throne of grace. And we're lifting them up. And we come in here and we provoke each other to love and serve God and help each other the way God said it ought to be. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the bands, God, the love of God, the bands of God. These are the bands that God give us. He give us the church. He give us each other. Who in the name of God wants to break loose from that, friend? It's the best thing on planet Earth.
Amen. Amen.
I want free from the church. Thank God for the church.
Yes.
Thank God for the Word of God. I thank God for the people of God. We know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather do business with a real Christian than anybody on planet Earth because you take your car to a real Christian mechanic. You don't have to wonder if he's lying about your automobile. You don't have to wonder if he's telling you something just to get a couple more dollars out of you. I tell you, son, he's telling you the truth because he loves God. I don't love him, son, just because he's a good man to do business with. I love him because he loves God. He's my brother. Whoa, there's some piety there. There's something in his heart. I toward my father, and it draws me towards him. Amen. That's loving my brother. Not because of his characteristics, but because of that piety. Because he loves my father. Amen. We know we passed through. That's a band. Son, that's some things that God give us. We ought to hold on to. People say, we won't lose. We want out of this. You know, a good New Testament example of some of this old stuff, of being deceived, this is a prodigal son. I tell you, he made it. He had it made, but he got a hankering for this old world. And he left the blessings of the father and ended up in the hog pen. I mean, that old boy had it made. We talk about him quite often. He really did have it made. But the devil deceived him. Listen, he was sitting there at that table one day. Son, I imagine they was eating pretty good. I mean, father been taking pretty good care of him. A good daddy, good home. I imagine while he was sitting there at that table, the devil said, hey, bud, I got so much more. You know what that prodigal son done? He listened to the devil. He listened to that deceiver. And the devil began to get a hankering, started looking out yonder somewhere and got his eyes off of the Father and the bands that his Father had put in his life and the cords that was connected between him and the Father. And he started looking out there somewhere in the lust of this old flesh. When I was a young and we had pigs growing up, every pig we had, we named him Arnold. I mean, you know, 10 pigs, 10 Arnolds. And I can remember, Mama, the slop that we'd feed them hogs. I never one time, now I like the hog, ain't no doubt about it, I like the sausage, I like the snout, I like brains and eggs, I like chitlins, I like pickled pig feet, I like pig tail, I like crackling cornbread, I like pig skin, I like sausage, I like it all. Amen. And I like it all, I like the hog. Well, I'd go down there, man, we'd feed them that slop, and I never one time in my life said, you know what, I want. Man, that looks good. Never one time in my life did I look in that slop trough and go, my God, I wished I had some of that. Now, every bit of it came off our table. It was just mumble jumbled all put together, and I didn't like the thought of that, but I sure did never desire to eat what them hogs was eating. I didn't mind eating that hog, but I sure didn't want none of that slop. Could you imagine that prodigal son, the devil said, hey, bud, sitting there at his daddy's table, sitting there at the church house, sitting there underneath a good mom and daddy. He said, hey, boy, I got something else for you that's so much better out there. He never did say, I got a hog pen for you, boy. He said, no, I got, man, this whole world's got something all for you. If you could just get loose on these bands, if you could just cut these cords loose, friend, I got something for you that your father can't give you. I'm going to tell you what that boy done. He ended up out there in the hog pen eating out of that slop trough. Can you imagine? Can you imagine stooping so low? You think the devil came to him and said, son, I got a slop trough for you. No, he lied. He's a deceiver. I'm telling you, we got it made sitting in the Father's house. We got it made sitting in our parents' house. We got it made sitting in our friends' house. I'm telling you, God's blessed us with all these heavenly blessings. And the devil comes along and starts telling us lies and offering us everything in the world when all along it ain't nothing but a bunch of pig slop, friend, at the end of the journey. Pig slop. It's all. This is all the prodigal son traded for the blessings of the Father. Traded a pig pen. He traded slop. So you had to understand the name devil means deceiver. The name devil simply means deceiver. And that's exactly what the devil did to him. And he's still doing it to many, many lives today. Listen, he's still doing it to many of people today. I know we like to aim stuff toward young people. But I'm telling you something. The devil don't, he's no respecter of persons himself. He'll take an 80-year-old down, son, just like he will an 8-year-old. He'll take a mama down just like he will a daughter. He'll take a father down just like he will a son. He don't give a flip as long as he can drag you through the hog pen. He don't care who you are. He don't care where you come from. He don't care what your background. He don't care how good God's blessed you. He wants to drag you down and deceive you. Tell you there's a better thing. Tell you your mom and dad don't understand. Tell you your authority's crazy. Tell you this lifestyle's too tight. Tell you there's a better way. To the point where he deceives. And people actually start listening and paying attention. And I'm telling you, the end of that road ain't nothing but a hog pen. Let me insert this here. I said it about 2 Wednesdays ago. I'm going to say it again. Where's Caitlin at? She's asleep. Sarabella's asleep. Stephen, John, David, Caitlin. Don't you ever let the devil drive a wedge between you and your mama and your daddy. Never. Never. They love you. They'll do anything in this world for you. I'd go as far as saying they'd be willing to lay their life down for their children. And the devil will come along and tell you what idiots your parents are. He will. And he'll start building a wedge and driving a wedge and causing that separation between you and your mama. Don't ever let the devil put a wedge between you and your preacher.
I love you. Thank God. I pray for you every day. I think about you and constantly just having you on my mind and praying for you and hoping that the best life in the world that could happen for you does happen for you, and you meet the right man in about 30 years and the right woman in about 5 years. I'm telling you, friend. Did you notice that? Give John Dave a little more lead way there. Treat the boys different. Don't never let the devil build a wedge between you and a real friend, a real loved one, somebody that cares for you, somebody that's trying to give you godly instruction and counsel. Don't never let him deceive you. I'm telling you, there's people that loves you, that cares for you, that's willing to lay their life down for you, do anything in the world for you, and the devil wants to break them bands between you and them. Sure, she's done it a thousand, thousands and thousands of times. Well, I'll be brief right here and we'll take a break. Just another one of God's bands is preaching. Just preaching. God give us good preaching. He chose the foolishness of preaching. Save them which believe.
That's right.
Amen. You say, man, I didn't know God had foolishness. He does. It's called preachers. Bunch of fools just running around here, man, acting like a bunch of chickens with our heads, kind of all screaming, hooping, and hollering. I'm telling you, if you could cut the sound off and watch us from a distance, man, them suckers are crazy. You get in there sometime in our prayer closet and watch us lay on the floor and agonize and crawl around, and man, people go, man, that bunch is foolish. You hear me? They're nuts. I'm telling you, bud, there's a God in heaven that says, I like it. Amen. That's what I chose. I chose the foolishness of that preaching. If you'll just, hey, take that blessed word of God. Hey, man, if you'll take the priest word of God and receive that word, you can have life.
Right.
I like the old songs. I do. I like singing. I like it. Amen. Singing. I like the old time singing, shouting. I like it. What I say, Zach? How's it going? It's better than Mother Travis singing, Lord, it's hard to be humble. But most of this music anymore, listen, Kaylee, you're young. Thank God, John David, you're young. I am too. But most of the time anymore, these old songs ain't nothing about me, 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 me. Old brother asked if he said all these songs about you, you, you. He said, ain't nothing but a bunch of urinals. These songs about him, they're a bunch of hymns. Amen. Difference between him and me. Amen. I don't sing about him. I like that stuff. Yield not to temptation. I like that. I like that, oh, how I love Jesus, and oh, I love Amazing Grace, and oh, I like it, thank God. I like them old songs. Let me tell you something, bud. Them songs can help us. Them songs can encourage us. Them songs can set things up. They can help your spirit. They can do all that. Well, that's what the old boy said. He just wanted to soothe the king's spirit. He went and played him some music. I'm going to tell you what God said. God said, I'm going to give you a preacher. I'm going to give you a preacher to get the job done, son. You need preaching. Thank God for the singing. But God said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a preacher. And don't never let that loose. Hey, listen, man, hold on to that. Thank God. Get you a preacher. Stay with your preacher. Pray for your preacher. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a preacher. You can ask me questions. Hallelujah. You believe that? You got a pastor that you can actually ask questions. You can call me out on the word of God. Go ahead, call me out on the word. I like it. You can question me in the word of God. Something we'll talk about. I like it, thank God. I like the question. Most of you can't ask a question. You ask most independent fundamental pastors a question today and they'll cut you off, friend. I'm going to tell you, I thank God and I welcome and invite the question because there's a book, thank God, that's got the answers. Amen. And if I'm wrong, I need to be pointed out. Amen. And let the word of God show us the right way. I don't know why I said that. I was going to tell you something else, but that's what came out. I just say, man, I thank God for preaching. I try to prepare my heart, Zach, every week. Sensitive to God Almighty. Lord, what do you want? With everybody in this congregation in my heart. With everybody in this congregation on my mind. And I don't ever sit there and go, yeah, God, let's get them up. No, sir, friend. God forbid I use the pulpit as a whooping post. I'm too little, I hurt too much, and I can't run fast anymore. So I don't want to use the, no friend. So it'll be a place, son, where you see the Lord. Amen. You get to see the Lord. But, thank God for gospel preaching. Yes, sir. You know what got the job done in my life? I'm going to cut it off right there. Gospel preaching. We'll conclude after we eat. Gospel preaching. Preaching, son. Preaching got it done in my life. I got underneath that old gospel trumpet, son, and I'm going to tell you, it penetrated my old stony heart. Yes, sir. Thank God. Amen. Good word of God. He wasn't preaching NIV. He was preaching out at King James Bible. Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Lord, to share your word. There's so many bands, Lord, I'd like to take a peek at. God, for time's sake, dear Lord, I pray that you'd take what we shared and use it for your honor and glory. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless this food. Thank you for these ladies, dear God, that's worked hard and labored and prepared this meal for us. I pray that you'd bless it to our bodies. Thank you, dear God, for our missionary friends from the Rock of Ages to drop by and see us today and share his burden. I pray, God, that you'd bless them. And Lord, I pray that you'd save sinners, God, on the other side of them bars. And God, I pray for that old time conviction and conversion that only God himself can wrought in the heart of a man. Lord, I pray that you'd do what's needed in our day, in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.